The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the Queen of the South will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. When our Lord was tempted in the desert, Satan took him up high on the top of the temple in Jerusalem and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, cast yourself down from here, for it is written, he shall send his angels to bear you upon their hands, lest you strike your foot against a stone." And Jesus said in reply, "It is also written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." Because our Lord's temptation in the desert was not so much a temptation to work a marvel or to perform a miracle. Everybody already knew that he could do that. His temptation, rather, was to make a cheap shortcut from the cross. It was as though the devil was saying to Jesus, "Why suffer? Why wear a crown of thorns? Why be scourged? Why be killed? Just work a marvel, work miracles, and then everyone will believe in you." That was the temptation. Same temptation the Pharisees say to our Lord just before this gospel. "Just give us a sign," they said, "and then we'll all believe in you." It's the same temptation that you and I, 100 times a day, offer the Lord in the depths of our own hearts. When we say, "Lord, what's the matter with you? Why all this prayer? Why all this Eucharist? Why all this incense? Why all this Mass? Why don't you stop wars? Why don't you cure diseases? Why don't you stop school shootings? And then everyone will believe in you." That's what we say. And you know what our Lord says to us, to the Pharisees, to all those who will say this? He'll say, "This is an evil generation that asks for a sign. No sign will be given but the sign of Jonah." Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that Jesus Christ is not interested in amassing followers like a celebrity with an oversized ego. It means that he'll never accomplish what he wants to accomplish that way. What does our Lord want? He wants to redeem broken souls. That's what he wants. To fix destroyed hearts. That's what he wants. To transform lives. That's what he wants. And he won't accomplish that by acting like a genie in a lamp, always at the beck and call of someone who wants the latest miracle. He will accomplish that, however, by displaying sacrificial love unto death, and then by proving that he's the master of death by coming back from the dead. That's what he means. No sign will be given but the sign of the prophet Jonah. "I'll come back after 3 days and I'll show you I'm the master of death and that no suffering is meaningless." But what power is it that accomplishes what our Lord wants to accomplish? Breaking through hardened hearts. It's the power of sacrificial love in action. That's what our Lord is interested in, and that's what he dedicates his life to. This is what changes lives. You know, it's very much like the story of our saint for today, St. Peter Damian. Tell you a little bit about him. St. Peter Damian was born about the year 1000 in Ravenna, Italy. And he was not a very old child when both of his parents died, leaving him an orphan under the care of his older brother. So-called care. His older brother neglected little Peter, barely clothed him, barely housed him, barely fed him, kept all the inheritance for himself. And Peter lived his days in cold and hunger, wiping the dirt from his face. One day, little Peter Damian was walking through the streets of the city, and he happened to come across a silver coin. He looked at that silver coin and he thought, I could buy myself a new pair of shoes. I could march right over there to that inn and get myself a really nice meal. But you know what he did instead? He took that coin down to the church and he had mass said for his deceased parents. When his older brother found out what he'd done with that coin, what do you think his older brother did? Well, you think he'd be angry with him, right? Like a wicked witch of the West or something like that. But you know what it did? It transformed his life. It changed his heart, his example of sacrifice and selflessness and giving. And his older brother fed him, clothed him, cared for him, gave him an education. And Peter Damian grew up to be a bishop, a cardinal, and a doctor of the church. Behold the power of sacrificial love. Something to remember next time you too want to put our Lord to the test, just like the Pharisees did in the gospel. Let's remember the power that transforms lives. Let's receive the grace that helps us to imitate that power. Bless after the prayers of the saints to help us to do that. St. Peter Damian, pray for us.